Regina. The University of Regina has announced a major funding boost for their Paul J. Hill School of Business and Kenneth Levine Graduate School of Business. University of Regina President and Vice Chancellor Jeff Keshen announced Wednesday they have received $9.3 million grant from Employment and Social Development Canada's Skills for Success program. The funding will go to develop and deliver the Canadian program in creativity, innovation, and entrepreneurship. The program, which will launch in December, is being touted as a game-changer. According to the university's news release, it is targeted at high school and post-secondary students and will be a free online program available to all Canadians who want to improve their skills to meet the demands on Canadian employers, or create their own employment opportunities. It consists of 8 online modules aimed at developing a range of entrepreneurial skills and abilities. The focus is on creativity, innovative problem-solving, new business idea generation and business model development. The program also includes content aimed at educating Canadians on the unique opportunities and challenges associated with women and Indigenous-led entrepreneurial ventures. Our economy is changing and changing ever more quickly. There are not just jobs, but entire careers that exist today that we could not have envisaged a generation ago, said University of Regina President and Vice Chancellor Dr. Jeff Keshen. This funding from the Government of Canada shows that the University of Regina is the right institution for this task. I would like to acknowledge and express on behalf of the university my gratitude to those who made this initiative, this project possible. Building a stronger and more resilient workforce relies on high-quality training, said the Minister of Employment, Workforce Development and Disability Inclusion, Carla Qualtriff, in a statement. Thanks to this project, students will have access to essential training resources that will enhance and build their skills in entrepreneurship.